We're on the third week of our Advent series, Come Home for Christmas. And in the series, we've been talking about the home we all want, the place of peace, the place of loving relationships, the home we so desire to have on Christmas. We know we can find it. We can find it in our family. We can find it in our church. We can find it in the world. So week one, we talked about getting there by following Jesus. And Jesus shows us the way home. Last week, we talked about overcoming our fear of our failures, that we know we're not going to be worthy of that home, but acknowledging and submitting to God to clear the path for us to come home. And this week, we discover that the path that we walk and the home that we seek is one of joy. Reading from the prophet Isaiah in the 12th chapter, beginning the first verse, actually the whole chapter. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away and you comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, to understand this, we got to know what he's talking about when he said that day, right? He says, you will say in that day. That's where we begin in verse 1. And again, he says it later about that day. So we got to understand what that day is. That day is the day that Isaiah has just finished describing throughout chapter 11 of Isaiah. And what he describes is the reign of God coming on the earth. He describes a Messiah, an anointed king from the line of David who comes to rule on the earth. And in that day, the Messiah's judgment will come upon the earth, and that judgment brings balance. It brings equality. It brings justice. It brings the things that we long for, the things that when we look out into our world, in our personal world, or our hearts, and in the rest of the world around us, we see, man, things aren't right. There's a lot of things that aren't right. And Isaiah says that in the coming day of the Messiah, these things will be made right. In fact, things that we are so acceptant of that we don't even know they're not right will be made right. All relationships will be made right, so that even Isaiah says the wolf will lie down with the lamb, the leopard with the goat, the calf and the lion will feed together, and children will play over the holes of poisonous snakes. All of the creation will be brought together into peace and harmony. What we like to call right relationship. Often the scripture talks about righteousness, and that's what it means. Right relationship. Things will relate to each other with peace and harmony. And so Isaiah says in summary in chapter 12 that that day is called salvation. Now, there's a couple of different ways to translate that Hebrew word there that we see translated here as salvation. In the New English translation, it's translated delivery. God is my delivery, delivers me And the Tanakh, which is the Hebrew, the Jewish translation of the Old Testament, it says triumph. God is my triumph. Because within this context of the reign of God coming on earth, the way we think about salvation is salvation from and over injustice. Salvation from and over violence. And so the words delivery, the word triumph, we are delivered from oppression. God is triumphant over violence, ushering in an age of peace. And so the ushering, the resulting justice and peace, it tells us that God's people will live in safety, for the Lord God will be their strength and their might. So within all of that, we come now to this season of Advent, in this time where we approach Christmas and we hear the good news that we believe that that day has come. We believe that the Messiah has come, that Jesus Christ was born into this world to be the judge, to be the one who sets all things right, who corrects and brings our world and ushering in a new age of peace and justice. So we believe that a balanced world is in reach, that it is happening, and it will happen. And so Isaiah tells us that when that day comes, we believe it has, that our joy will be in that day. Our joy will be in our hope of the Messiah, and the Messiah who's bringing that transformed world. Yet we look out into the world, I'm sure we, any of us can look out into our world today and see that the world is still out of balance. Still nature destroys, still factories collapse, still there is tragedy and pain. So what do we do in this dissonance, in this time between the times, this time where we celebrate a Sunday of joy, anticipating our annual celebration of the coming of the Messiah, and yet also recognize that all that Isaiah has spoken of has not yet come to pass? It actually sort of reminded me about when I was serving in Iraq. So I am not really the Army type. I was in the Navy, and they sent me to serve with the Army in Iraq. And the Army likes to do things like get down in the mud, and it was just, it would rain. You would think it's a desert, but it would rain, and then all the places where there were dry sand, it would just turn into mud pits. So like the whole thing was muddy, and then mud would just cake so deep on your boots that you'd come in to the shower. So I worked the night shift, so I would go to the shower at 3 in the morning, which was about 30 minutes before they cleaned the showers and the toilets each day before. So every single toilet would be clogged, every single one, and the place would be tracked with mud, like thick, deep mud. I did not enjoy being in Iraq. But I found joy in knowing that my time in Iraq would be over. That it would end. That I had a certainty and a future that was better. And I honestly had a very strong feeling of belief that I would not die in Iraq. I don't know exactly why. My mom was very worried about it, but I just had a very strong, constant belief that I would not die in Iraq. And I had a pure and sure, certain hope that I had a future that would be better than my current circumstances. even when not much joy is present in our circumstances. When we look out and we see a world that isn't the way we want it to be, in a personal life that has fallen short of our expectations, we have joy in the certainty of a future that will be better. Deep joy, Christian joy, is found in faith in God, who is transforming the world to be the kind of place where there will be joy always, all the time. Joy is in believing that God will right the wrongs, that they are being righted, and that they will ultimately be righted. That everyone, we will all be delivered from our sin and from the sin around us. The pivotal image of this, story, of this prophecy that Isaiah says, is drawing water from the wells of salvation with joy. Now, we don't draw much water from wells, but they do in Haiti. So that's the one place that I've been to observe people drawing water. Now, I think it's a great image to talk about the kind of joy that we have and experience in Jesus Christ, because when in Haiti, drawing of water is mundane, it's difficult, it takes hours during the day, and it could be looked at and seen as drudgery. And for us who just turn on the water in our pipes, it really, you see it and you're like, gosh, that's terrible that they have to go and draw water from the wells, spend all this time every day getting their water. And yet, there it can be a place of joy, a place of laughter, where the community comes together to share while they're waiting for each other to draw the water. A place of a break from the daily pain and drudgery of just trying to get by in Haiti. And of course, water itself is a source of life. Our uniquely Christian joy is not in our circumstances, and it's not in what we have. It's in knowing who God is, what God does, what God is doing right now, and what God will do in the future. It's in these everyday moments, those sort of drudgery type moments, where joy can be found if you're looking for it. It's that God is with us. We especially remember at this time of year, Emmanuel, God is with us, coming into our lives to strengthen us, to bear with us the times of our pain, the times of our suffering, and to help instill in us that faith that will see us through to the other side of the coming of the Lord in glory. And so in those little everyday moments, we can find and see glimpses of the reign of the Lord coming. The reign of Jesus coming into our lives and into the world. And so the scripture tells us, what does that look like? Again, the well image tells us that joy is meant to be shared. At Christmas time, joy in a great home-cooked meal shared with our family and with maybe some friends. There's joy in opening presents in the giving and the receiving, in the community that is shared there, and seeing someone else open something you picked out for them, right? There's joy in living within a community where God is active and doing great things. There's joy in singing praises to God, both here and out in the community. There's joy in worshiping God. And the scripture tells us that there is joy in telling the world, not to convert, But just to tell people the amazing things that God has done and is doing and will do. The scripture says there is great joy in spreading the good news that God is with us. God is making things right. And we believe that God will come again in the reign of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to set all things right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.